you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
That's right. Let us give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercies endure forever. Well, hello there. It's Thursday. It must be Thursday. I'm Joey Kroll hanging out here with you today. And I'll tell you what, I was just thinking about this when I was just hearing this song just a couple of seconds ago. How awesome it is to just be here with you every single Thursday, sitting behind this microphone, sitting in this chair, and sharing God's word to you on my favorite radio station, Great News Radio. So if you're listening on WGNN, WGNJ, or even online at greatnewsradio.org, thank you so much for being part of the listening family. Greatly appreciated. Well, here we are. It is Thursday. Can you believe that it is already February? This is going by way too quickly. Just going by way too quickly for me. I know Valentine's Day is coming up, and the next thing is Easter, and next thing you know, it's going to be summertime, and looking forward to summertime, not going to lie. But thank you for letting me be part of your Thursday. And if you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, I know lots of us, including myself, look forward to the weekend, especially when Mondays roll along. Look so forward to the weekend. If you're looking for something fun to do, especially maybe your kids or maybe your grandkids, there's actually going to be a Christian concert on Saturday, Christian contemporary concert in Danville. The Christian group Remedy Drive will be in concert Saturday at 7 at the Schleyman Academy North Campus in the gym there in Danville, beginning at 7 o'clock. And the Christian group Remedy Drive is a contemporary Christian group. I think your kids will enjoy it, maybe the grandkids, and this is just a great opportunity for them to just worship the Lord together with their peers. And this is going to be a wonderful opportunity, and tickets are only just a few dollars at the door. So the Schleyman Academy North Campus is located, by the way, 2112 North Vermilion Street in Danville. If you'd like to get more information, just check out our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, and just click on the events button. Also, speaking of events, it is coming much sooner than you might think. Mark your calendar for Thursday, March 29th. We're so looking forward to the Christian Classic Tour with Twyla Paris, Steve Green, Wayne Watson, and Michael Card, all fantastic artists for the Great News Radio Community Appreciation Concert. It's going to be happening again Thursday, March 29th. It's going to be at the Virginia Theater in Champaign. Tickets are just $11 for general admission. This is going to be a fantastic evening to worship the Lord and hear some of our favorite artists sing some of our favorite songs. So if you want to get some tickets, again, $11. You can get your tickets at the Virginia Theater box office in Champaign, or you can call 217-356-9063. Again, I'll be a little bit slower there, 217-356-9063 for the Great News Radio Community Appreciation Concert on Thursday, March 29th at 7 p.m. Tickets are just $11, and that is going to be a night that will be unforgettable. And this young lady right here, we'll be in concert that night. This is Twyla Paris on Great News Radio. Oh, that's right. Be sure to get your tickets to see her right there. Twyla Paris, Steve Green, Wayne Watson, and Michael Card in concert for the Great News Radio Community Appreciation Concert Thursday night, March 29th at the Virginia Box Office in Champaign. Well, you know, I had an interesting conversation with my wife the other night, and she said, you know what, Joey, I think you need to spend more intimate time with the Lord. And to be honest with you, I was a little taken back a little bit. I'll be honest with you. I was taken back a little bit. And I was telling her, well, you know what? I we can never get enough time with the Lord. Let me just clarify that. And I was thinking, why was she thinking this? And why is she telling me this? Because, you know, when I'm driving to work, I commute every day a good 45, 50 minutes and so forth. And, I consider that my alone time with the Lord as I'm driving and praying and listening to music and Christ-centered music and so forth, just to keep me focused and sermons and Great News Radio and so forth. And my wife said, no, I'm talking about uninterrupted time with the Lord. Joey, I think you need to do that. It's great that you're driving in the car and speaking to the Lord and listening, but I think you need to do that in your closet, in your prayer closet, uninterrupted time with God. And when she was telling me this, I was thinking about several years ago while we were dating, how, you know, we used to go on date nights and so forth. And we still do. When we used to go on our little date nights as when we were engaged and so on. And she told me something while we were at a restaurant one time. She said, you know what, Joey, what I love about you is when I'm sharing something from my heart, you stop eating and you take time and you listen to me. You stop everything else. You put your fork down. You don't have any of your steak or your mashed potatoes, or you don't have any of your tea. But you stop what you're doing and you look at me and you listen to me. And while she was telling me that I needed to spend uninterrupted time in my prayer closet to the Lord, and that's absolutely true. You know, there's nothing wrong with talking to the Lord while you're driving, and there's nothing wrong with listening to sermons while you're in the car, but I'm half listening and half talking and half praying, because the other half I'm trying not to land in a ditch. And God has put that on my wife's heart to tell me that. So what I've been doing here the last couple of days, and it's a little difficult because I'm not necessarily a morning person, believe it or not, but I've been trying to wake up a little bit earlier and literally sitting down before I take my morning shower, have any breakfast or anything like that, and just talk with the Lord. Spend some time with Him in His Word, and even if it's just 15 minutes. And so that's what I've been trying to do when I start my day. I normally do it in the midst of my day, but I'm trying to change it up because I feel that God has used my wife to challenge me to spend more intimate time with Him, especially in the morning. And my immediate reaction was, I can't wake up early like that. I got so much to do. I got a lot going on, and you know, that's the flesh part of me. That's the flesh part of me saying, Joe, you can't do that. You just got a lot of stuff that's happening. So I literally had to take the bull by the horns and saying, no, I'm going to wake up extra early tomorrow morning, and I'm going to start this tomorrow morning. You know, and I told my wife that I'm going to set the alarm earlier, and I'm going to do this. You know, even if I'm tired, God will bless that because I'm being obedient to Him. And that's why I guess they call it your spiritual disciplines. Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42 says, as Jesus and His disciples were on their way, He came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to Him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what He said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to Him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. You know what? So often in ministry and just in work, the Lord just deals with me personally, saying, Joey, I think you need to take a step back and get refocused here. You know, because we all know how hard it is at times when we get busy with normal everyday stuff and the stress and the life just tugging at you at our very, very limited time. And as we read this together, we see that Mary chose the better half while Martha was doing the housework. Now, there's nothing wrong with housework. Oh, my goodness. You look at our home. There are times where we just need to do a little makeover and the bathroom needs to be clean and the bedroom and the living room because we got guests coming over. There is absolutely nothing wrong. Let's not deny the real importance of housework and practical matters and getting things done. But let's face it, with nobody doing stuff, what would get done, right? Life would be a big mess. But according to Jesus, something was wrong, and Martha had her, check this out, priorities out of line. She had her priorities out of line. He made it very clear that Mary had chosen the better part. Mary preferred and chose relationship and intimacy with the Lord over the physical preparations and housework associated with his visit. And Jesus blessed and protected her choice. So let me ask you a question. Are you the Mary or are you the Martha? Now, if you're the Mary, you probably got a dirty house. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. No. I find myself falling into, at times, the Martha. You know, just trying to make sure all the tasks are done and the things are getting fixed. And, okay, you know, I have to get this done. And, I got to be on the radio tomorrow morning. So I got to prepare maybe a devotional or some, you know, prepping for that. And, oh, I'm preaching on Sunday. So I need to, you know, seek the Lord on what I'm going to talk about. And sometimes we get so busy seeking the Lord for ministry work, we forget to seek the Lord in our own personal relationship with him. And my wife kind of saw that in me the other night, and God used her to say, hey, let's put the Martha to rest for a little while and let's have some Mary time. Let's choose the better part. So the Lord reminds me over and over and over again the importance of intimacy with him before getting down to the hard work, you know, and it's a constant temptation to, you know, come up with those excuses and so forth. So let's resolve to choose intimacy with Jesus. Let's resolve to do that. Because in Exodus, we read about Moses, who spent time with the Lord face to face as he was with another man, another human. In Exodus 34, we read about how Moses was on Mount Sinai spending time with the Lord, and the Lord was giving him the Ten Commandments. And Exodus 34, verse 29 says, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the covenant of the law in his hands, he was not aware that his face was radiant because he had spoken with the Lord. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, his face was radiant. They were afraid to come near him, but Moses called to them. So Aaron and all the leaders of the community came back to him and spoke to him. Afterward, all the Israelites came near to him, and he gave them all the commandments the Lord had given to him on Mount Sinai. Moses' face began to shine after he spent time with the Lord. So what led to the glow? Moses was on the mountain. He was spending time with the Lord. He basked in the presence of God. He was there for 40 days and 40 nights without eating or drinking, and Moses spent expanded, uninterrupted time with God, and God rubbed off on him. God rubbed off on him. See, the Bible defines God, summarized in one word, light, unapproachable light. See, there won't be night in heaven because God will be the light. As he basked in God's presence, God rubbed off on him and his face began to glow, became radiant. See, Moses, he didn't want a visitation with God. He wanted a habitation with God. Moses was spending expanded, uninterrupted time with God because God was speaking to him. He was speaking to him. God was speaking to Moses because he was receiving God's word, which was the Ten Commandments, and his face glowed like someone in a nuclear reactor. God rubbed off on him. So he is spending expanded, uninterrupted time in God's presence. And everybody else knew when Moses came down off that mountain, they were afraid. They saw the glow. They saw the glow. They saw the glow because he spent time with God. Do people in your life at work or wherever you go to every day, do they see the glow of Jesus on your face? Or do they see a person who's bitter and angry and still living in the flesh? Moses gave God the freedom to rub off on him. He gave God the freedom to do a 40 days and 40 nights in the presence of God and basking in that presence. Moses spent uninterrupted, expanded amount of time with God, that intimacy with God. So friend, I encourage you. I know it's difficult. I know it's hard to get up extra early in the morning to read your Bible and spend time with the Lord, but let's resolve to choose intimacy. Let's put all the excuses to the side and let's resolve to choose intimacy with Jesus. Let's choose the better part like Mary did. Let's resolve to spend time with the Lord and develop that intimate relationship He so wants with you. That way we will constantly experience how deep and incredible His love is for us. And it will make the work that we're called to do so much easier. God's people say, amen. That's Fernando Ortega and Give Me Jesus. Well, my name is Joey Krull. Thank you so much for letting me be part of your Thursday, be part of your day. If you'd like to catch up with this radio ministry, feel free to check out our website when you have a chance. It's greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, and all our contact information is there. Or if you'd like to support this radio station, this ministry that proclaims the good news of Jesus Christ, you can just call Karen and let her know that you want to be a supporter, a financial supporter of Great News Radio. You can call her at 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777 is our office number. Hey, you enjoy the rest of your Thursday. Remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.